Barbara in Virginia, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you?
Hi. I have a house that's 20 years old, and in the last couple of years, I started to see just on one side of the house, actually in one corner of the house, some cracks in the drywall. Most of them are horizontal cracks. There are a couple that go from like a door frame and then at an angle. They're not huge. In exploring, I found that there's also a small crack in the crawl space, the brick fascia on the crawl space. And I'm wondering if it could somehow be connected, and what I should do about these cracks. I've tried to patch them, and it's not working.
How are you patching them exactly?
I was using a screen, and you know, the mesh screen.
Mm-hmm.
And then spackle and sand and spackle mm-hmm. and sand.
Are the cracks, how long are the cracks?
Some of them are not very long. Others are, you know, like a foot long.
Because generally what we recommend is fiberglass tape for that.
Fiberglass tape. Is mm-hmm. that
yes.
the mesh that...
Exactly. It's like the sticky mesh.
We have to sand the wall first, then apply the tape on top of that, and then put in 2 to 3 coats of spackle, and that usually is adhesive enough that it can expand and contract with the wall.
Okay. All right, I'll give it. Maybe I'm just not doing enough spackling and sanding.
It sounds to me like you're not, because that would actually be enough, because what happens is the house is always moving, it's expanding and contracting, and if you don't really bind it very well, then it's going to open up again.
Is there anything for me to be concerned about in that it's not a wide crack? It's just a little crack on the brick and the crawl space?
I don't think so. It's probably just expansion and contraction. And if you have a little bit of brick like that, you're going to want to seal that with some caulk. And if it's just the foundation of the crawl space, use some silicone caulk, and it'll go in there, prevent water from getting in and making it any worse.
Okay, great. Excellent. You've answered my questions.
All right, Barbara, that's what we do. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thank you so much.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.